You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. It was an interesting Sunday today that I had with my young daughter of 12 weeks of age. And we went to the Rose Festival that took place in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. For those of you who don't know, St. Anne's Park in Raheny. In short, it houses an amazing collection of roses. It is, in full swing, simply breathtaking. If you've been to, let me think, the War Memorial Gardens on Island Bridge, they house about, I think it's about 5,000 roses, is that correct? St. Anne's Park is, I don't know, it's like the infinity of roses in Ireland, as far as I'm concerned. It is. It's a really, really, really cool park. Today, Saturday, yesterday, they held the annual Rose Festival. First of all, it is my first year to go to it, and how I found out that it was, or how I was reminded that it was on, was with thanks to the Dublin Event Guide for Free, that is run by a very nice gentleman who I have interviewed before on the blog, called Jörg Stiegmüller. I call him the German Dubliner. He's a really nice guy, cool chap. And Jörg noted or made reference to the fact that sometimes when Dublin City put on a gig, very few people know about it. And I don't misquote the chap, but that's the general gist of it. In this context, I would have to agree, because the Rose Trials are what were titled, I'm open to correction on this, but what were titled, to the best of my knowledge, the Rose Trials, were held on Friday day between, was it 10 and 12 or 12 and 2? Either or, the festival then was the Saturday and the Sunday. Now, I'll pause it there and let me split this. Last year, I went to Freshford in County Kilkenny. Amazing part of town. Pat Fitzgerald's myplant.ie country. And I went there to the Irish Conker Championships. For those of you who don't know what a conker is, because this is the World Wide Web dot. For those who don't know what a conker is the fruit of the horse chestnut tree. If you don't know what a horse chestnut tree is, it is the Ascalus hippocastanum in Latin. It's the fruit. When I went there, there were ladies with earrings made of conkers. You could buy them. Bracelets, necklaces, t-shirts, roasted chestnuts. You name it. As long as chestnut was in it, it could be bought, it could be found, it was for sale. The posters were everywhere. Put conker into my blog and press search. It was phenomenal. But the whole thing was conker start to finish. If you wanted a sandwich after that, that was fine. But the sandwiches were over there, somewhere. It was nice, you know, really well run. It's a small enough festival, it's a small enough gig. But it was conkers that I went to play, conkers that I went to see, and 99.999 infinity percent was conkers. Back to the Rose Festival. I did go there with my daughter. It is a park brimmed with roses. Excuse me. It is a park brimmed with roses. And although there were people who had stalls and stands in the park and at the inverted commas Rose Festival, I would suggest if you took out all of those that had zero to do with roses, you'd be left with very, very, very few, if anything. Fact. Now, I went to see, guess what, roses, because I was going to a rose festival. I got little to zero in roses. You could have taken these stand stalls, the theme of the stands and stalls, and you could have put them in the War Memorial Gardens on Island Bridge. You could have put them in the Battle of the Boyne site in Drogheda in County Louth. All of them, every single stall there, including the information tent. Just transported them all down to Drogheda, County Louth. And if I brought you in the door and said, what do you think the theme is? I think you may have said outdoors something or other and food, festival, entertainment. But if you had come back and said, we're in Drogheda, County Louth, God, there's an awful rose theme today. Is there some kind of anniversary on of some maybe famous rose grower? I doubt it. Not a hope. Sorry, folks. Non-existent. Here's my suggestion for you. Irish people, young Irish people, extremely creative. The Repack Recycle guys. They did a video there recently. They went to, I believe, I'm open to correction, was it the National College of Art and Design? I think it was the second or third year students. You should see some of the videos they came up with. We have huge, immensely creative people in this country. Major poets, painters, artists. People who work with their hands. Off the top of my head. And my girlfriends, sorry, I mean when I was young, my friends who were girls when I was 6, 7 years of age, you know, they used to pull rose petals off and put them into a jar of water and shake it up and down in the belief that it might make them perfume. Any girls in Ireland ever done that before? You know, I want to go to a rose festival where I'm welcomed by a girl in a dress with roses on it and a hat made out of roses. I want the guy from the O Sole Mio ad who serenades the lady with a rose in his mouth as I walk through the door. I want rose tea. I want the lady scattering rose petals as I come up the entrance. I want rose soup. I want rose sandwiches. You know? Anything. Rose-flavoured curtains. Rose-flavoured lawn. Roses, folks. Roses. Guns and roses. Anything you like. As long as it's rose-themed. And I just didn't get it. Yes, a festival took place. Yes, I did go. Yes, I brought my daughter. There were good stuff there. It was a good day. I enjoyed myself. I'm a happy chappy full stop. I really am. It takes a lot. On a serious note, it takes a lot to work me. It takes a lot to get on my nerves. But as enthusiastic as I am about my plants, if you'd have taken the Rose Festival signage down and replaced it with festival, I don't think you'd notice the difference. That's just my 2 cents worth. On the flip side, on the positives, I was impressed that there was no charging on the car park. It's something that sometimes can happen at festivals. You know, you go, it's a fiver, it's a tenner, it's 30 quid in. Then all of a sudden you get whacked with another tenner. It's not a major amount of money, but in the scheme of things, you'd rather, they said, look, it's going to cost you 40 quid to drive from Galway to Dublin to park your car and to get back again. Yeah, you hear me. I did think there was a decent crowd there. Absolutely fine. I thought, you know, the fact that the Raheny Heritage Society was there, I went in and I had a chat with the guys there. There was some lovely art for sale. The guys from the Royal Horticultural Society of Ireland were there. The Fuchsia and Pelargonium Society was there. All the old school shops that I really, really enjoy. And I sincerely enjoy them.
There were a lot of stands there, and I'm sure, or I wonder, you know, I don't know, don't mind. The people had to pay for them. Don't mind that. Do me a favour, please. Dublin City Council. You know, I'll market this or whatever you want to call it. Free gratis. It doesn't cost you anything. I know there's no trade magazine in Ireland. I know that apart from like the Irish Garden or whatever, there's Gerry Daly's magazine. Hi Gerry, you know. I know there's like very few ways, maybe fewer ways to get the message out nowadays. But coming from the north side of Dublin, I couldn't see one signpost that said Rose Festival. As soon as I hit the coast road, heading with Dublin City at my back to, let's say, Dublin Airport, I could see the AA road signs all the way directing me to. Here's a quick suggestion. Send me a press release, give me the sat nav coordinates to the car park, the satellite navigation coordinates to the car park, and send me a photograph of me superimposed into St. Anne's Park in Ruhinny with the girl with the roses, with the guy with the rose in his mouth, with a girl with a teapot with roses on it. A commemorative stamp, anything you like. Give me somebody from the Rose Festival chairman, the head gardener, to go down, to speak to podcast, to YouTube, to blog it. And I will gladly do it because I sincerely love what I do. But when my daughter is 4 years old, it's 3, 4 years away. Obviously, yeah, because she's 3 months old, but you get what I'm saying. And she wants to do the young girly stuff. I don't want to bring her there for a burrito and a crepe. I want to bring her to Rose stuff. Rose lady, girls, ladies, you know, young ladies, you get what I'm saying. I want to bring her to a Rose Festival. Conkers are for boys, roses are for girls. Call me discriminatory, report me to the European Commission, you know what I'm saying. That's what it's about. Was a good day though, you know. It just needs roses. It just needs roses. Put the roses into the festival, please. Now I'm on, as I said, www.donneganlandscaping.com and hit the blog. I'm available, Dublin City Council, if you can hear this. You know, hit the blog, there's a number at the bottom. You can call me, I'll talk to you. I'll interview you subsequent to this. You know, you're good people. I like what you do. I like your parks. I really do. You can see that from my blog. I've reviewed a lot of your parks. You do good work. And I say that when you do good work. I do say it. But my gripe here, not bad show. Just no roses in the Rose Festival. Give me it. Please. Thank you. You're really nice people. Have a good Sunday, folks. Ciao for now.